Okay, welcome. I'm PH. I am the host of the podcast. I just recorded for 15 minutes and did not have the correct microphone setting selected. So now we're just going to wing it, completely wing it. I'm opening Fox News, I'm opening CNN, and I'm opening MSNBC, and we're going to read some of the headlines. And, well, I don't know, I could open a few of them if I wanted to. We'll see what happens, but we're going to compare just based off of what the headlines say, what the differences are between the three websites. So this is something new. I haven't had the news on at all today. Two dead inside car that crashed and exploded at New York Canada border. I know nothing about this. Had no idea that it was happening until I just opened these websites. That's not very, it doesn't explain much, I guess. So let's hop over to CNN. Deadly car explosion at U.S.-Canada border. So there's a picture of, I mean, there's not a vehicle left. Videos show the vehicle accelerated to a high speed, went airborne, and landed in a security checkpoint area, sources tell CNN. Okay, but when it exploded to where it's not even a frame anymore, and half of the car is over there and half of it's over here. Yeah, I would say either explosives were involved, or what they mean by exploded means it hit that pillar and split in half and then continued to burn afterwards. Not trying to be graphic, I'm just reading what I see on here. MSNBC, are they even talking about it? I hate their website. So many different places you have to look just to find a title. There's Mike Johnson stops by Mar-a-Lago to kiss Trump's ring. I am so sick of them just focusing on that. Kyle Rittenhouse, number one MSNBC Daily news article. Kyle Rittenhouse has big plans to stay in the spotlight, and it starts in Texas. Dude, you guys got to let that go. That kid won his lawsuits, and y'all just need to get off his back. He's going to end up suing you if he's not already doing that. Okay, so MSNBC doesn't care about anything blowing it. Oh, wait, no. Far left side of the page, little tiny print, two dead after vehicle crashes at U.S.-Canada border. Okay. Very informative. I don't know where to go in this form of podcast. I'm trying something new. I don't know if I need to open it up and read. Now let's go down to the next article on Fox News. Hamas terror organization targets Christians, U.S. civic groups inside U.S. border. Afghanistan found out if you bring terror to the U.S., we tend to not respond very well. Hamas, I'm telling you, if you want to have your ass kicked by more than just Israel, come here and threaten Christian groups and U.S. civic groups. I'm sure that U.S. Special Forces has been bored since we pulled out of Afghanistan. Okay, moving over to CNN. So we're looking for the word Hamas. Oh, update on the vehicle that exploded. No indication of terrorist attack and bridge explosion. I'm looking at this car. I'm going to guess that they probably will link it to some sort of terrorism just based off of what the car looks like. You'll have to go look at it for yourself. I can only describe it as like there are pieces of the car left. There's not a piece. It's pretty gnarly. When they say two people died in it, I think what they mean is two people died outside of this vehicle. Okay. There's an article. Jennifer Lawrence has wardrobe malfunction at holiday event. No one cares. Okay. Israel now says hostage release won't happen before Friday. Pause in fighting also delayed, Israeli official tells CNN. Yeah, if you're not going to do the hostage release, we're going to continue to pummel you because you're just never going to do the hostage release if we don't lay off of you, right? And I say we, I'm not over there fighting with Israel. I consider myself to be backing them right now, unless we find out something way, and it would have nothing to do with them being Jews. I have nothing against any type of religion. But I tend to believe that Hamas probably instigated this fight. I feel like it's more likely than Israel just deciding one day that they're going to start launching shit into Hamas and then hunting down. Well, I don't know, maybe. Regardless, it has nothing to do with their religious or racial background. Okay, so MSNBC. What are we looking for again? Oh, yeah, Hamas. I don't. We might close MSNBC and go to like CBS or AOL for hell's sakes. I mean, oh, here we go. They're bombing all over. Palestinian American woman details horror in Gaza after escaping. So they're finding. Oh, MSNBC is on the side of Hamas, it looks like. New standard of terrorism. Brother of Israeli hostage speaks out. Oh, okay. So that one was pro-Israeli. Hey, as long as they're doing both sides, I'm okay with it. Well, as long as they're not spreading lies, actively spreading lies. You never know the propaganda that comes out of war, though. We are losing everything. Mother inside Gaza describes crisis. Yeah, that's what happens when you start a war. Survivor of Hamas music festival attack. I don't know who I am anymore. I need to brush up on this topic. Apparently, I didn't know there was a music festival that was attacked. I don't know why you don't know who you are anymore. That's usually amnesia doesn't happen from stuff like that. Well, I guess it was traumatic. But I think a good portion of the time outside of a psychotic break, you probably have to get hit in the head. Right? I don't know who I am anymore. I know it's, I'm making light of what she's saying, but it just sounds dramatic to me. Son of missing Israeli peace activist. Vengeance is not a strategy. It absolutely is the response that you should do, though. It's a horror movie. Every night, Gaza resident shares terror of war. That's war. Like, that's exactly what you're looking at for when you're trying to describe war. Horror movie comes to mind. Palestinian Americans stuck in Gaza. We're trying our best to stay calm. If you're Palestinian American and you're stuck in Gaza, like, I feel bad for you. But why are you there? Okay. We're going to talk about this. So, served 5 years in the U.S. Army. During the invasion of some of the cities that we invaded in Iraq and Afghanistan, I don't know why we did this, but there was definitely advanced warning given so that women, children, and people that, well, men that were of military age that did not want to be shot on site, they were told to leave. You had plenty of time to get out. I mean, I don't know how you're surprised by this. We're trying our best to stay calm. And no one's stuck in Gaza. I mean, unless you're being held captive, but then how are we getting word from you if you're being held captive? You're kind of asking for trouble. Masked. Okay, we're back to Fox News. Well, let's go with this next one. Hall and Oates singer granted restraining order against bandmate. I couldn't care less than I do right now. I don't even know who that is. And maybe they're popular or were popular. I have no idea. Why do we need to know about a restraining order between the two of them? Other than maybe one of them's going to die soon. They're going to be put to death and then they'll blame it on the dude that had the restraining order. I've seen weirder things in socialist countries. Okay, Hamas's lair beneath hospital has air-conditioned hideout room, bathroom. I did see a video earlier today. I think it was Ben Shapiro was showing off. Well, was it Ben Shapiro? Anyway, it was, I think, a short on YouTube, and it was a video of a tunnel underneath one of the hospitals that the tunnel was run by Hamas, had a whole bunch of grenades and guns and stuff like that underneath it. Yeah, if you find weapons of war, first of all, you take them away, and second of all, you try to hunt down the people that had them, because typically they're not just going to give up because you took their guns away. But okay, so that's another one in Hamas. Let's get rid of that one. We'll have to find one that probably bleeds over to the other two. Let's see. Biden is spending Thanksgiving at his favorite holiday haunt, worth $34 million. This is where I disagree with Fox News. I don't think we need to know about everything that Joe Biden does. I mean, I disagree with a lot of the stuff that he does, but as president of the United States, he's allowed to relax. And it's not like Trump isn't spending his time at a $34 million house, because he absolutely is. We're trying to be double-sided here, two-faced, and say, oh yeah, Biden's such a piece of shit because he's living in, or he's staying in, a $34 million home for Thanksgiving, and then Trump walks out of his billion-dollar palace. I mean, I don't disagree that Trump should deserve to live in that because he's worth over $1 billion, but yeah, I think we're just speaking out of both sides of our mouth there. Pilot of plane that decapitated skydiver found guilty manslaughter. That's probably not on either of the other ones. Britney Spears, not interested. Is there actually something that's news here? Oh, Judi Dench. Ooh, 88-year-old Judi Dench admits to accidentally FaceTiming actor while nude in the bathtub. You don't accidentally do that while nude in the bathtub. First of all, why is your phone in there with you? I understand. Like, I've sat and watched YouTube videos in a bathtub before. But, I mean, I'm a guy. I shower most of the time. I don't usually get into a bathtub, but you had to have known what you were doing, Judy. Come on. And no one wants to see that at 88 years old, maybe 50 years ago. Maybe. Bank shooter wanted to massacre upper class white people to highlight lax gun laws. Yeah, so while we're talking about lax gun laws, you're part of the problem. It has nothing to do with lax gun laws and everything to do with your mental ability to use a gun for good and only good. Had you had a better background check, universal background check, whatever you want to call it, maybe we would have stopped you. I still think, I'm still in the camp of, if you have not committed a crime, you cannot have your gun taken away, because they'll find a gene of some sort that supposedly, I mean, none of us are geneticists. They'll find a gene that is related to mass murdering or suicide or something. And everyone in the world's going to have it. And you can't have a gun if you have this gene. And yeah, we can't go with that. You have to actually commit a crime or realistically be in the process of attempting to prepare for the crime, right? Like premeditated murder. I went out and bought the gun and started writing the note. That type of stuff I'm more okay with. But even then, like, they have not committed the crime and there's still a chance for them to back out of doing it. Second Amendment's a hard one for me. I still think that you should have the right to defend yourself even after having... Here's my problem. If you are a good enough person that they have allowed you out of prison, I think you should still be able to own a gun to defend yourself. And that's probably a really unpopular way of thinking about that. But I don't feel like the Second Amendment was written with convicts in mind. So we kind of have to make our own decisions on that. And in my head, you probably should stay in prison if you're not a good enough person to where we can trust you to be outside of prison, but we can't trust you with a gun. But maybe that's an unpopular opinion. Okay, here we go. This is totally news because it has to do with a pop singer and a football player. And that's important to people. Inflation and taxes and gas prices and all that kind of stuff doesn't matter. But Taylor Swift's choreographer reacts to star's relationship with Travis Kelce. Okay, let's check CNN. We'll see if they... Jennifer Lawrence has wardrobe malfunction at holiday event. Millions of men scream with joy. CNN, you are disappointing me. Okay, we're going to do Control F. Taylor. Travis Kelce is finally spilling tea about being Taylor Swift's new man. Yeah, we didn't get the hint when she was sitting up in the booth with your mom at the football games. Swapping over to MSNBC. Do a Control F again because I don't know how to find anything on this page. Taylor, what's behind the extreme heat wave in Brazil that forced Taylor Swift to postpone a show? I bet it's global warming, and I bet it's the cow farts and all of the gasoline that I use to go to and from work to pay taxes for these freaking idiots to go to school on my dime on a loan that's never going to be paid back. Yes, it's the cow farts and my Toyota Tundra truck. Okay, wait, there's two Taylors. Let's see. The second exile of Marjorie Taylor Greene. No. That is not Taylor Swift, so it doesn't matter. Warren Buffett donate. Okay, we're back to Fox News again. Warren Buffett donates Thanksgiving millions. Praises USA. I really like Warren Buffett. And not just because of that. He's a pretty smart cookie. Sorry. I'm like choking on my words right now. Pretty smart cookie is what we're going to go with. Oh, here's a resounding call from the left. It's just so fun to hear about. Former Democratic senator declares Trump is more dangerous than Hitler. Don't even. Okay, we're going to CNN. We're looking up Hitler. Nope, no Hitler there. Let's go to MSNBC and Hitler. No, can't find Hitler there either. Okay, so let's just go into it. Let's see why. Why do you think he's more dangerous than Hitler? Uh-oh, this is going to play a video. Ah, stop. Okay. Okay, former Democratic Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill declared Donald Trump was more dangerous than Adolf Hitler or Benito Mussolini on Tuesday during an interview on MSNBC. Yeah, because he's killed millions of people. MSNBC's Alicia Menendez asked McCaskill about Trump stoking violence around the country. A lot of people have tried to draw similarities between Mussolini and Hitler and the use of terminology like vermin and the drive that those men had towards autocracy and dictatorship, McCaskill responded. The difference, though, I think makes Donald Trump even more dangerous, and that is he has no philosophy he believes in. He's not trying to expand the boundaries of the United States of America, she continued. He's not trying to overcome a neighboring country like Putin is in Ukraine. He is not going for a grandiose scheme of international dominance. All he wants is to look in the mirror and see a guy who is president. All he cares about is his selfish self-promotion. That's the only philosophy he has, McCaskill said. I can't even imagine saying stuff like that and not immediately thinking of Hillary Clinton. Is that not what she did for like the past 20 years? Is wake up in the morning, pop out of bed, go stand in the mirror and call herself Mrs. President? She's been practicing for it for 2 decades. At least he made it to president one time. Speaking of Hillary Clinton, McCaskill is one of the multiple Democrats to compare the former president to Hitler, the dictator leader of Nazi Germany, including former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. I should have scrolled down. Clinton, who joined the hosts of The View earlier this month. Oh, can you imagine the menopausal stank in that room? I love women. And I have no problem with, I make a menopause joke. I don't care what age you are. Doesn't matter to me. But it's a way of describing those dried up prune women that have nothing better to do than to sit in a chair and tell you why you're a terrible person. Because you potentially drive a large vehicle or own a gun. Have shot an animal. Made a buck. I mean, that's one thing that drives me absolutely insane is they hate capitalism, but they are 100% taking advantage of this capitalist society. Anyway, she joined The View earlier this month and said Trump would be even worse now if he were elected in 2024. When I was Secretary of State, I can't imagine. I mean, I guess I can't imagine. I'm hearing it's like chalk. Nails on a chalkboard. I'm hearing her voice saying this. When I was Secretary of State, and I can, because Whoopi Goldberg is on the show, you know, she's saying it in her deep South accent. When I was Secretary of State, I used to talk about one and done. What I meant by that is that people would get legitimately elected, and then they would go try to do away with the elections and do away with opposition and do away with the free press. That sounds like exactly what Biden just did with the backing of Hillary Clinton. And we know two of the previous Democratic presidents were involved with this. Well, I'll have to do a whole other episode on that. But Obama and Biden 100% have been trying to get rid of the competition. I mean, during Obama's presidency, we had the IRS actively seeking out conservative people and auditing their taxes. Okay. So now we go down. Hitler was duly elected, right? And so all of a sudden, somebody with those tendencies, the dictatorial authoritarian tendencies, would be like, oh, okay. We're going to shut this down. We're going to throw these people in jail. And they didn't usually telegraph that. Trump is telling us what he intends to do, she continued. He only said that he was going to throw Hillary Clinton in jail because she actually broke the law. That server that she had in her house, I don't care who you are, anyone. Like, I served in the military, right? If I had a server with secret documents on it at my house, an email server, I'd be in Leavenworth right now if they found out about that. And even if they found out about it and I had already deleted it, I've deleted evidence. And now I'm going to jail for impeding an investigation. What do they call that? Anyway, I'd still be in jail. And they would have thrown away the key and made, you know, brainwashed my family to make sure that they don't remember that I'm here so they can't ask for me back. Okay. Hitler was duly elected, right? Wait, so is she admitting that Hitler was elected and Trump was elected? Because I seem to remember her saying that he wasn't actually elected and wasn't duly elected. Anyway, media pundits and Democrats have made the comparison of late after the former president used the term vermin to refer to his political foes. I agree with Trump. I don't agree with Mussolini or Hitler. I think it's a very possible thing to do. You can agree with one, but not the others. Let's see. During a speech in New Hampshire earlier this month, Trump said, "We pledge to you that we will root out the communists, Marxists, fascists, and radical left thugs that live like vermin within the confines of our country, that lie and steal and cheat on elections." So there, they said that Democrats have made the comparison of late to the former president, used the term vermin to refer to his political foes. But, okay, so are they admitting that everyone on the left is some form of communist, Marxist, fascist, and radical left thug? Because there are some down the middle of the road leftists. I guess they aren't leftists, they're Democrats, the old school Democrat. That's kind of funny. That's like them admitting that they are communist, Marxist, fascist types. Anyway, McCaskill claimed in July that Republicans were attacking President Biden for loving his son, Hunter Biden, who was the subject of several investigations into his foreign business dealings. Why would we do that? Like, the whole point, the whole... Okay, so if you're looking at Republicans as a whole, a majority of them are Christian, and Christians believe that you still love your children no matter how bad they act. You don't have to like them or what they're doing, but you still have to love them. That's the point of being a parent. So I don't blame President Biden for loving his son, no matter what his son did. There's no way that I would ever utter those words that, oh, he should hate his son because his son's such a piece of shit. It doesn't matter how much of a piece of shit his son is. If Biden didn't raise his POS son the right way, Biden holds all the way up until he turns 18, he should hold some of the blame for how the child acts up until that point in time, because he obviously wasn't raised correctly. But when Hunter Biden turned 18, he has his own free choice, free agency. She said House Republicans were going to try and indict a father for loving his son who has been addicted to drugs and or alcohol without evidence of the father doing anything other than loving that son. That's such bullshit, because I don't know a lot of people. I mean, I grew up in rural Idaho. I know a lot of people that have had problems with drugs and alcohol. And their parents, for the most part, and it doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat, they love the shit out of their kids and want to help them not be addicted to drugs or alcohol anymore. So, yeah, the whole end of that article is just a bunch of horse shit. I don't like them. Oh, wow. That's a lot of fire. I just swapped over to CNN and saw the car explosion thing again. Well, I encourage you, whether you're on the left or on the right, to open these three. The biggest reason that I wanted to do this, because I worked in a propaganda unit in the military, psychological operations battalion. Open the three of these websites. And it used to be that Fox was on the hard right, CNN was kind of down the middle, and then MSNBC was far left. Open these up and compare them side by side and see how they manipulate the information that's there to move the story to lean more toward their side. It's super interesting to see that happen. And I wish that I could do it, and maybe I'll do some YouTube videos on it. Kind of show them side by side and show what the difference is and how they use certain types of wording and everything to make it seem like, hey, you're the bad person or you're a good person for liking or disliking this topic. And these are the reasons why. Propaganda is everywhere. And the United States has honed in on the exact algorithm to make it so that if you tend to lean one way, there are tons and tons and tons of articles that will they will talk you. So it's not necessarily that they will change your mind, but they will talk you into the extreme of what you believe. And I encourage every single one of you to go open those three websites. Don't give them any more clicks than they probably deserve, because I don't necessarily like Fox News any more than the other two. But compare them side by side and look for the propaganda. Read it in between the lines and decide for yourself what you think is true, instead of just having it force-fed down your throat. Thank you for listening. Hopefully you have an amazing Thanksgiving weekend. Everyone have a freaking fantastic Turkey Day. Peace.